This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Policy Thursday, we get a processor's perspective today from Michael Dykes, the president and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association, who updates producers on what the processors have been up to.
We've recently reorganized. We have a fluid milk board. We have a cheese board. We have an ice cream board, a yogurt and cultured products board, and a dairy-derived ingredients board, which is powders, butters, infant formula, those kinds of things. We process about 90% of the nation's milk into various dairy products that are sold domestically and exported all around the world. Most of the major food retailers in the U.S. are members of IDFA. They process their own dairy case. Most of the farm co-ops are members because they are also major processors and becoming more so every day.
Dykes looks at health and nutrition and sustainability as two of the big issues today.
Today's consumer is focused on healthy lifestyle, a desire to live longer, a desire to live healthier. As estimated to be about a $1.5 trillion investment in health, nutrition, and wellness in the coming years. I would say the second one, sustainability. Today's consumer are looking for products that are both healthy and nutritious and sustainably produced. And I'm proud of the job that the dairy industry is doing. I think that the dairy industry is leading in that effort and the commitment to be carbon neutral by 2050. So I think those are two things.
Along with that, the changes in technology.
I would have never imagined as a kid that a machine would be capable of putting milkers on a cow's teat. But not only can they do it quite efficiently, they do it quite well. And just to show you what technology has done to efficiency, we produce twice as much milk today with half as many cows as we did roughly 60 years ago. That's phenomenal. Hats off to our dairy producers that may be listening to us today. It's a significant accomplishment.
Consumers continue to have an appetite for dairy products, and with every change, there is opportunity.
Well, I believe farmers have a lot of credibility with consumers. As we move forward, fewer and fewer people are going to be connected back to the farm. We probably have less than 2% of the population that has any connection back to farms today, and that's going to become less and less as our farms become more and more efficient. I think we got to invite those people in to see what we do. I think we've got to tell the story. We've got to have as many people telling the story as possible. I think we have to open ourselves up to those kinds of visits. We have to be transparent. We also have to recognize today's consumer cares about a lot of things that maybe weren't top of mind many years ago, such as how are you taking care of these cows? What are you doing with these baby calves? How are you feeding these cows? Do they have a chance to be free and get outside and do some of those kinds of things? It's going to take a commitment to education, and it's going to take a commitment to continuous improvement. And we're going to have to open ourselves up to invite people in to see what we do. We've often in production agriculture had the view that if they only knew how hard we worked, I don't think that's necessarily true. Yes, we do work hard. Absolutely, without a doubt. But we also have to recognize we probably need to change some of the practices that we do. And we've made changes over the years from what we used to do. If we think about castration, dehorning, bobtailing, all of those kinds of things that used to be there, we've made those changes. And producers have been very willing to make those changes. We just need to be ever open-minded as to what's important and how do they view it. And can we make the changes that would be seen as more appealing and yet take care of cow health and cow comfort?
Comments from IDFA's Michael Dykes, who says life goes through changes, so embrace it.
And think about change as a positive. Think about succession. And one of the things that I always told my clients, we're all only passing through. So who's going to take over that operation? And that's not an easy thing to do when you have a dairy farm and you have many family members. So don't leave that to someone else to deal with. Deal with it. It's not easy. It's important. And think about who's going to take it on, who's going to build it, who's going to make it a better way of life after you have left. Change is coming.
Michael Dykes is president and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.